This is the work of a Brazilian artist by the name of Arturo Bispo do Rosario. Bispo means bishop in Portuguese. He was a sailor in the Brazilian Navy, also a lightweight boxing champion. He had bouts of mental illness. He had some rants. He went on rants and at one point could not hold down a job. He left the Navy and was an electrician and a janitor and did various odd jobs. And at one point, his bouts of mental illness took over and he checked himself into a hospital and began the work that you see here. These five pieces are just a few among a huge collection that now remains in Rio. He has a museum in Rio dedicated to his work. He believed that he saw Christ and seven blue angels, and they told him that he must dedicate his life to redeeming all the objects that were redeemable, objects of refuse that could be redeemable for Judgment Day. So he spent the next 50 years of his life in the hospital making work to prepare for Judgment Day. Many of his works are costumes or vests, refinement in a sense, for this moment when he was going to meet God. But in fact, the pieces that you see here are, in a sense, kind of inventories of aspects of his life. One has to do with the Navy, this large piece where you see a series of ships, and it talks about the sailors and their bravery. The last piece that has a kind of vermilion skirt to it is the middle section is an appropriation for a Bible, for buying a Bible. So it's, in a sense, completely lifted off of some advertisement for buying a Bible. These smaller little pieces are brand names of various products that you can find in Brazil still today. So in a sense, he was an early appropriator, like a Kirk Schwitters, who took bits and pieces from daily life and made them into a whole universe, his Bispo's universe, all in preparation for this one moment. There was a myth that he never considered himself an artist, but in fact, he understood the power of what he was doing and the importance of what he was doing. He had a number of his friends in the hospital help him do the embroideries. The embroideries came from uniforms, the threads he pulled from old uniforms and hospital bed sheets and different elements that he found around the hospital. This bed, called Romeo and Juliet, has no embroidery in it because their marriage was never consummated, in a sense, or it was a failed marriage. We're told that he thought of the bed as a kind of rocket that would shoot up into the heavens. There was a kind of urgency to his work. He never stopped working, always with this idea in mind of meeting God. And there is a kind of competition that went on between him and his God in terms of he also thought of himself as a kind of godly figure, especially as he prepared himself with these robes and highly embroidered cloaks. So this kind of urgency, drivenness, coupled with his religious fervor, meets a drivenness, I think of it as very planned and very calculating and very much knowing exactly what he's doing. But then it comes out in this this kind of epiphany or revelation. It comes out of an irrational, delusionary mind. And this kind of tension that Bisbo embodies, I think, is a perfect analogy for the idea for the exhibition.